Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, 2-7, and according to some Mishnahites, it's 2-6. We have Hillel talking again here. It's a pretty straightforward Mishnah, but a deep one. It's reflecting on the basic principle of Mida Keneged Mida, that Hashem punishes in a way that mirrors a person's actions. It also really reflects the idea that a chain of violence will always create like a chain of retribution, and therefore one has to be mindful of that when he goes through life. No bad deed goes unpunished. Says the Mishnah inside, Afura gulgolus achas shetzafal pnei amayim. Hillel once saw someone's head floating on the water, meaning this person was, you know, murdered and decapitated, now the head's floating there. Hillel actually knew this person. He was a known mafia guy or something. Amar, and Hillel, addressing the skull essentially, says, Al da'ateft atfuch. Since you drowned other people, you yourself got drowned. Mita keneged mita. What goes around comes around. The self, and in the end, metafayich yetufun. The ones who killed you, they too will be killed. So Hillel again talking in Aramaic here. This word, like a teft, has to really, it translates literally as kind of floating, but it means the head floating. It means to drown or kill in the context. So Hillel's point here is really twofold. First of all, the reason that this fellow met his untimely death was Mida Keneged Mida. Since he was a killer, he got killed. But there's a second point here, which is that even though, you know, this is Avraham's head floating on the river, and Avraham killed Shimon, so that's why Avraham had to die. But who killed him? You know, Levi did. So the reason why Avraham died is because he deserved to die. But Levi being the agent now makes Levi a murderer too, and that doesn't, just because Avraham died, doesn't justify Levi being the killer, and therefore that cycle of violence will continue again. Ultimately, Levi will get his punishment, whether in this world or the next world, but he also will die based on the fact that he did this terrible act. So that is the Mishnah, short and sweet, but really something very deep, which is, one, there are consequences for every action. No good deed goes unrewarded, and no bad deed goes unpunished. And as Rabbi Barrel Wine likes to say, the wheels of history grind slowly. It could take a long time, but they grind very finely. In the end, Hashem's justice is chutasara, is precise down to a hair's breadth, and everyone will ultimately get what they deserve. And Hillel warns you, no one gets away with anything, so really be mindful of that when you make your life's decisions.